Bombers. We've got Cole Langford on the line from the Bombers, who are taking on the Kangas 4:40 this Sunday at Marvel Stadium. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, you just had Josh Walker on sitting in front of you. I mean, are you happy to be playing second fiddle to Josh Walker this morning?
I don't know about that. Gave me a bit more of a sleep in today. So,
how are things tracking at the Bombers from your perspective? You've been around a little while. You've seen the system as it works in the AFL, and you're feeling more comfortable in your skin, clearly, the way you're playing. But how are you seeing the Bombers' performance this season?
Yeah, I still don't think we've played our best footy. We haven't played probably a four-quarter game since that St Kilda game. But I think each week we're kind of improving our system and the way we want to play. And I think we're seeing glimpses. You know, on the weekend, we were pretty gritty. We didn't play our best footy at all, but we're definitely seeing improvement. You know, we've got a really young back line. I think that's a massive part of our game that we're still improving. But, yeah, I'm seeing improvement each week, and I'm really excited for the second half of the year.
What did Ben Rutten say after the game on the weekend? It was a bit of a game that was all over the shop. You had your moments, Freo had their moments. You were able to come back late and win it. What was the summary of the performance from the coach on the weekend?
Yeah, a little bit what you just touched on. It was a little bit of an ugly win. But we've had a number of close games. I think he was just real happy with the maturity we showed as a group to kind of close out a game, not cough it up late. And I think, yeah, he's more happy about that kind of growth instead of losing another game by under a goal.
What was different, Kyle, in the last 10 minutes that saw you hold on as opposed to giving up late leads like has been the case in a couple of games recently?
I think we just did a bit more of a kick mark. I mean, in the past, we've gone a bit fast, and we haven't kind of really tried to isolate the game too much, and it's led to turnovers, which have led to goals against us. But I think we just took the pace off it. We just took a little bit of time off the clock, and I think a lot of players, whenever they had the ball, just had a lot more of awareness, apart from Will Snelling in that last 30 seconds, who crossed to Zaka. I think everyone else was, pretty aware of the game.
And, Kyle, it's obviously a very different place to last year for the players that are no longer there, Ben Rutten taking over. You've been at the club a while now. What are the noticeable shifts you've seen that has seen Essendon start to play a little bit better footy on a regular basis?
I think Truck's definitely been a massive driver. He's kind of taken us back to school on a lot of the history of the club, which has been a little bit interesting. Obviously, Truck coming from Adelaide and South Australia, but he really invested himself, and he's really made us really learn about their Essendon culture and what the jumper really means to past players and what it should mean to current players. To really create a DNA where we want to be known, as a kind of disciplined, hardworking team. So I think we've kind of done a lot of work on that throughout the whole of pre-season, as well as, working on the game plan that Truck kind of took over last year from Musha, which is just improving. But I think it's just, probably grounding us a little bit more and just bringing the culture a lot more tighter.
So who did you barrack for growing up?
I was a doggy, so having Jira at the club's pretty good. I used to watch him growing up.
So
give him a little
good.
Bit of stick now and then, but yeah, I was a doggy supporter.
Very good. So what did you learn about Essendon that you didn't know that may help you be a better footballer?
Not necessarily. I don't know if it's about a bit of football, but it's probably a bit more of an understanding, and it makes me want to be an Essendon person and be an Essendon player. And that goes all the way back to the McCracken family that actually started Essendon Football Club, back in the 1800s. So I think just learning the history, and of course, we've done a lot of stuff with past players. I'm lucky enough to have Job on phone call that I can talk to whenever I want. But the likes of Gavin Wanganang and all the other number fours, we have an opportunity to talk to them and kind of get their experience for the club and what the club really meant for them. So obviously with a rich history, 16 premierships, there's a lot of past players that, speak very highly of the club, and we kind of try and get whatever we can out of them and give us a little bit more authority when we put on the jumper.
So that number legacy, I reckon, is really cool at footy clubs. And you mentioned Job and the great Gavin Wanganeen. Goodness me, what a player he was with the Bombers back in the old days. So do you get in contact with them outside of those little moments? Would you touch base with either of those guys through the year and just seek counsel on things? Or is it just those sort of moments that give you the opportunity?
Well, no, I've done a little bit with Job over the past couple of years. I've done a little bit with Herdy as well, which kind of came out a couple of years ago. But I think Truck's kind of really opening up to all players. You know, players probably won't necessarily do it, but he's creating opportunities where players can just mix and mingle. You know, we've got Simon Madden coming down all the time. You know, the Danaher's come down. So it just gives an opportunity for players to get out of their comfort zone and talk to fast players. And, yeah, really just create a bit of a connection, a relationship with them.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
It's very interesting. I'm sure that Ben has mentioned, or if he hasn't, he will, about, you're talking about history, Essendon and North Melbourne, they don't like each other. might that be a theme this week?
I don't know if it'll be a theme, but, yeah, I think historically it's always been a pretty close game. Obviously, North Melbourne and Essendon being pretty close in proximity. So, you know, we knock around the players every now and then. And, I think it's going to be a really exciting game. You know, we've won one, they've won one, so they're both coming off wins. So, you know, I reckon it's going to be a great contest.
And my man, Darcy Parrish, I'm very, very keen to put him up in lights. I've been following him since he was drafted. I thought he was a real talent. And this year he's exploded. Why has he exploded this year?
Oh, yeah, super stoked for Darcy as well. Well, I think over the past couple of years he's been really working on his fitness. And, you know, he's kind of a player that just looks at the ball, wants to get the ball. But I think he's developed a lot of his game where he can kind of just sit back and, you know, get that second possession, third possession. But I think, you know, unfortunately with Sheely going down and Caldwell, it gave Darcy a bit of an opportunity to play a bit more mid. And, you know, he's born and bred mid. So we're really seeing his talent come through. And I think he's just going to get better because, yeah, he's only 23. So, yeah.
He's a gun. Love watching him play. And I'm enjoying your work too at the moment, Kyle, even though it's hard to say as a sort of a Hawthorn Carlton person to talk about Essendon that way. But I can do that because I'm a neutral man on the morning on the radio. We appreciate your time, buddy. Good luck this weekend against the Kangaroos, 4:40 at Marvel Stadium. Go get him.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.